The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. The Gospel of the Lord. Good Solinskin, good morning, brothers and sisters. There are seven of these little parables in the Gospel of Matthew. They're known as kingdom of heaven parables, in which Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like this, or the kingdom of heaven is like that. And to understand these, to have a working knowledge of what the kingdom of heaven is, let me just offer you this. The kingdom of heaven is the discovery of God's presence in your midst. Now, the kingdom of heaven is not something that's going to come later, afterwards, in the great hereafter. It's something that you're supposed to discover right now. And God wants you to discover it. Okay, so the kingdom of heaven, the discovery of God's presence in your midst. Sometimes that discovery is gratuitous, unexpected, and surprising. Like a man who discovers a treasure buried in a field. Think about the life of Saint Francis of Assisi, for example. Or think about the life of Saint Paul. Sudden, unexpected grace of conversion. Sometimes that discovery is the consequence of a long, arduous search. Like a man who finds a pearl of great price. Think about the life of St. Teresa of Avila or St. Augustine. "Late have I loved you," St. Augustine says. "O beauty ever ancient, ever new, late have I loved you." Now, in the first case, Jesus wants you to know that that discovery is entirely his gift. In the second case, he wants you to know that he won't let you discover it not without your cooperation. But in both cases, he wants you to know that it will cost you everything. The price of discovery is totality. So now allow me to illustrate now just by looking at the second of these two parables, the pearl of great price, because it's the more mysterious of the two. It says the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has, and he buys that pearl. So try to picture this. You sell everything that you have for a pearl. You sell your house, you sell your car, you shake the last nickel out of your piggy bank, and you go and you buy this pearl. So there you are with your pearl. What are you going to eat for dinner? Where are you supposed to find shelter from the rain? Imagine you stumble across a homeless vagabond on the street. All tattered and in rags, you walk up to him, you say, "Hey, buddy, you doing okay?" And he responds, "Well, I got no place to live, I got nothing to eat, but have you seen this pearl that I've got? I mean, wow." Every time you hear a parable, remember there's a twist. This pearl of great price, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense at its face value, but understand, remember, every time you hear a parable, there's something unexpected, and it's in that unexpected twist that Jesus teaches his lesson. A pearl all by itself is not enough for you, but the kingdom of heaven is. And it's all through the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the Psalms. Jesus says that even God's angels will be at your service. They will bear you upon your hands lest you strike your foot against a stone. It's in the New Testament. St. Paul, "Be filled with the very fullness of God," or Jesus himself, "There's no one who's given up father or mother or a sister or brother or lands for my sake who won't receive 100 times more in this life and eternal life besides. I say all this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The kingdom of heaven alone is enough, but please remember this. It comes at the price of totality. And do you know what totality actually means for you and me? It means cooperating with God's plan, particularly in the cross that he has asked you to carry. I discovered a quote from St. Catherine of Siena, I'll share it with you here this morning, that I really like the way she said this. Encapsulates the message of the pearl of great price. She says, God will provide the way and the means in your life such manner as you could never have imagined. Leave it all to him. Let yourself go. Lose yourself in the cross, and you will find yourself entirely. But choose to be crucified in his way, not in yours. St. Catherine of Siena. There's a connection between totality and joy that we must never forget. I remember Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she once said, whenever I see a sister who's sad, I know that somewhere in her heart, she's saying no to Jesus. Pearl of great price. You cannot give that totality until you learn three lessons. Number one, how good God is. Number two, how intensely you are loved. Number three, that what God gives is far, far greater than what God takes. That's the spirit of the pearl of great price. Let's make it our spirit as well, that the kingdom of heaven may be in you.